Asara Beteves, the 10th day of the month of Teves, and that happens to be tonight.
Tonight is
Asara Beteves. So we know tomorrow is a fast day. The Navi tells us about four different fast days. We know, biblically speaking, we have Yom Kippur. That's the only biblical fast day. And then we have four fast days we do to remember the destruction of... Yeah, so it's the four... So we have the Som HaRevi, the fast of the fourth month. The Som HaChamishi, the fast of the fourth month is Yud Zayin Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz. The fast of the fifth month is Tisha B'Av. The fast of the seventh month is Som Gedalia, and the fast of the 10th month is the one we have right now, tomorrow, Asara B'Teves. So those are the four fast days that are Zecher L'Churban. So that's the Tainus we're in now. This Tainus doesn't begin until the morning. It's an interesting Or Sameach we'll get into about why this fast day, Manishtana Hatainas Hazeh, why is this fast day different than all other Taniyos? So that's what we'll discuss. So it's based on a famous piece from the Avid Droham, one of the earlier commentators. He is quoted in the Beis Yosef, that's Rav Yosef Cairo, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch is the concise form of the House of Yosef, as it's known, the Beis Yosef. So he writes, he quotes on the Avid Ram that Asara B'Teves is different than all other fast days. And I'll quote, She'im ha'yachol b'Shabbos, if Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, which I'll explain, it can't. The way our calendar is set up, we can never have Asara B'Teves on Shabbos. But if Asara B'Teves could fall out on Shabbos, well, hayu yecholin l'choso l'yom achir. We won't be able to push it off. Like, what do we do when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos or Yud Zayin falls out on Shabbos? We push it off to Sunday. He says you can't do it by Asara B'Teves. Why? B'mnei Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, that in the way he's learning it means you must fast on this day. There's something special about this day and you can't push it off. Like it says by Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, what do? We fast on Shabbos. So he says Asara B'Teves is like Yom Kippur in the fact it's the only other, the other four fast days, if they would fall on Shabbos, we would not fast. But if Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, so it says you would, so actually some want to say that's not what he actually says. And if you look at his language, I could see it. He actually writes, if it falls out on Shabbos, well, how you wouldn't be able to push it off to another day. So what's the implication? You must fast on Shabbos. Some say, no, that's not what it means. It means you don't have to fast at all. You can fast on Shabbos because it's Shabbos. So let's push it off to Sunday. No, it only makes sense to fast on that day, like Tashlumin. And therefore, according to one opinion in Avidram, he's not saying to fast on Shabbos. He's saying, if a fast on Shabbos, there's no fast that year because it has to. It's only meaningful on that day, and it would not supersede the Shabbos. That's how some learn, but that's not the famous way to learn the Avid Drum. Most learn the Avid Drum, which Rav Soloveitchik did not go for. He felt it. He thinks it's a printing mistake, whatever that means. He can't believe that he would say such a thing. But he says that even though his grandfather has a whole shticko on it, implying that it's true. But either way, so people assume he says, no, even on Shabbos you fast. And then the question is, like, what do you mean? Tisha B'Av is stricter than the other three fast days. It begins the night before. You have all the inuyim. You can't wear leather shoes, all that. So how could it be that if Tisha B'Av doesn't push off Shabbos, then how could it be that Asara B'Tevis would push off? That's the question they all ask on the Avid Drum. Even the Beis Yosef quotes him and says, V'lo yadati minayin. I don't know where he gets this from. Even he, others say, more stronger, that he's against the Rashi and Megillah. Rashi explicitly writes in Megillah that if Asara B'Tevis falls out on Shabbos, you would fast. So, okay, you could say the Avid Drum argues on Rashi, but he's... But,
excuse me, but you said that Asara B'Tevis cannot fall on Shabbos, so why do these people all discuss the prospect of it falling on Shabbos, since it can't fall on Shabbos?
It can't fall on Shabbos the way we have our calendar now.
And well, when did it become that way?
Well, it's been, no, so there, it's a hypothetical now, you're right. They're discussing the lumdis of, if it did, would you be able to fast? You're right, today it's not a practical question because we're not fasting, it's never happening. But they're going in, they're trying to understand the opinion. How could anyone even suggest that? Like, how could they even, why would he think you can fast on Shabbos? That's what all the, there's a lot of commentators dealing with this question because it's so strange, so therefore they have to come up with an answer. So even though there's no proof to it, but I'll give you a little proof is, besides not fasting on Shabbos, we never fast on Friday either. Like, we push off Tainis Esther, we don't fast on Friday, we move it up to Thursday. In other words, as a general rule, we do not like fasting on Shabbos because you go into Shabbos, you're fasting, you can't enjoy your food as much, you're not in the right mood, so we generally avoid a fast on Friday. So we see Asara B'Tevis, this is true. It's the only fast we leave on Friday. When other fast days, we move away. So therefore, there is something to the Etzem Hayom Hazeh. It's a lot different to say you can fast on Friday than fasting on Shabbos. But at least it's a Ksas Raya. We see that it's already different in the fact that we're fasting tomorrow. And it's a unique situation because tomorrow morning will be the same. But tomorrow Mincha, we're going to read Kriyas Torah, it'll be early Mincha, you'll have 4:15, you'll read Ashrei, the Chatzi Kaddish, you'll read Kriyas Torah. Then we'll do Aneinu in Shmona Esrei, and then we'll skip the Avino Malkeinu, and we'll skip the Tachanun, and we'll go to Aleinu. So it's an interesting setup that we use. So the fact that we fast on Friday shows it's different also. So either, so what could be a possible explanation? We know, all things being equal, you can't fast on Shabbos. So what is Avid Drum saying that you could fast on Shabbos if it fell out? So someone has suggested Rav Meir Simcha HaKohen, the Or Sameach, the Mesha Chochma. He wants to give a technical answer that it's not really a problem. Why isn't it a problem? Because he says as follows, that he quotes a Mabit, who says that when we talk about, according to the Rashi, the question is, why can't we fast on Shabbos? What's the problem? So there's an opinion of the Rashi, but then maybe it's a biblical prohibition to fast on Shabbos. But others say it's not biblical, we have a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, of enjoying our food and our enjoyment, so you're nullifying Oneg Shabbos by fasting. So The Mabit wants to say that what is the violation of fasting on Shabbos? That's only if you fast 24 hours. If you fast the whole day from the, you know, from the night to the following night.
On Yom Kippur you do, so that's the one day where you do.
No, right, but Yom Kippur is biblical, so therefore Yom Kippur is, you know, equal right. weight. But Asara B'Tavis is a lower level, so how could we? So he wants to put the real din of fasting on Shabbos is a 24-hour fast. So if you eat at night and you make it kiddush, so by fasting during the day, you're not really you might be not eating, but it doesn't have a din of a tainus, and you wouldn't be. And in fact, he wants to say another kiddush that's by other fast days. The Ramban writes originally all fast days were like Tisha B'Av. They started the night before, and we had all the different Inuyim. But now that today we only do it because it's a custom, so we're only strict on Tisha B'Av. You know, one was enough for it's too much for us to keep four Tisha B'Avs. You know, four functional Tisha B'Avs. So therefore, but really, strictly speaking, originally at one time when it was Midivrei Kabbalah, they're according to the Ramban, all the fast days began the night before. Comes along Meir Simchan says, not Asara B'Teves. Asara B'Teves never began the night before. Because you ask me, it's true Tisha B'Av that is a 24-hour... So you'll tell me Tisha B'Av you can't fast on Shabbos because it's a 24-hour fast. That's why you have to push it off. But what about Yud Zayin Tammuz? So the answer is, originally it was a 24-hour fast. So the Meshech Chokma wants to say a Kiddush, Asara B'Teves was never a 24-hour. Why? Because it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. He interprets to mean, Be'itzumo Shel Yom, starting Alos HaShachar, starting dawn. There was never a fast on us, and that's why you could fast on Asara B'Teves on Shabbos, because it was only a morning fast, and therefore you won't violate the din of a tainus, right? And that reminds me of a story with the Brisker Rav. The Briskers were very big on, they say a story with Rav Soloveitchik, the one from Boston, when I assume he lived in Europe at the time of the story, that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was his father, and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was his grandfather. So they're all together. Rav Soloveitchik was very sick, and they called the doctor on Shabbos to come over. So the doctor came over, or I don't know if they called him or not, but they got the doctor to come over, and Rav Chaim said to the doctor, do you need some more light? Should we turn on? So the doctor didn't say, oh yeah. He said, it can't hurt. I mean, I'm paraphrasing what he said. So Rav Chaim told his son, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, to turn on the light. So Rav Moshe, he froze for a moment, like he hesitated. So someone else turned on the light. So afterwards, he screamed at him, you apikoris, you. Besides being a fool, that pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. If I tell you to do it, you do it. But he also called him an apikoris because the Karaites didn't believe that you're allowed to save someone's life on Shabbos. So therefore, he called him, in addition to not doing... So either way, the point being is, so they all said, I don't get it. The Briskers are all very strict. How come Rav Chaim so lenient on Shabbos? He answers, no, I'm not lenient on Shabbos. I'm strict on the laws of saving life, of pikuach nefesh. That's what I'm... So in general, Briskers are very strict on... So therefore, they hold, we don't paskin this way, but they hold everyone today, or let's put it this way, that at one point everyone has the status of a chole she'ein bo sakana today. But either way, so the case was that someone came to the Brisker Rav and said to him, you know what? I know my I'm a cholish ain't bo sakana, but you know, my doctor said, you know, my doctor told me to eat or something, whatever. So he told him, okay, you can't. He says, you know, don't fast or whatever. So either way, so he shows up the next day in Shul. They happen to be at the same minyan, and the gabbai is calling up this guy to get an aliyah. So the Briska Rav tells the gabbai, no, you can't call this guy up. He can't get an aliyah. So the guy came over to, no, I didn't, I ended up not eating. I'm not eating, you know, I fasted today. He says, no, you don't get it. You might be someone who's not eating, but you're not labeled someone. It's not, for you, it doesn't have a din of a tainus. If you're exempt, you were sick, you're exempt from the tainus. You don't, so, but you might lose weight. And you might, you know, and you might feel better or feel worse, but you don't have a, you don't have the halachic status of someone who's fasting. So same thing here, even though you ate at night, but according to the Mesha Chachma, that the halacha doesn't apply to the morning. That's one pshat. However, there's a famous pshat. There's another pshat from Rav Chaya I'm not going into now, but there's a famous pshat from the Chasam Sofer to explain this Avidraham. And he says as follows. He says, where else do we find that you fast on Shabbos besides Yom Kippur? What other concept do we find? Where do we find in Halacha that you're permitted to fast on Shabbos? What?
Chalom.
Correct. The Tainus Chalom. What? Mauricio, what?
No, the dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was crazy. When you mentioned that,
yeah, so someone has a very bad dream, you know, real bad dream, not any dream, but and therefore you're really shooken up by the dreams.
So
the luck is on Shabbos, even if it's Shabbos, you're allowed to fast.
True.
Of course, let me tell you another halacha. You might have to fast on Sunday because you didn't eat on Shabbos. That's a separate issue. But I'm saying, that's another thing the Gemara says. They might tell you you're not allowed to fast, or you know, you can fast, but then you're going to get punished for it. Not punished, but the consequence. Either way, the point being is, if you have a tainus chalom, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. What about if you have a yortzeit on Shabbos? Assuming, again, there are different customs, whether you fast or feast on a yortzeit. Assuming your custom is to fast on a yortzeit and your yortzeit falls out on Shabbos, would you fast? No. Even if your custom is to fast, you would not fast on Shabbos. You wouldn't even fast on Purim. My mother.
Do you know anybody who actually fasts on yortzeit?
Not too many people in Hamilton, but yeah, I know a couple of people. But that's the straight psak in the Shulchan Aruch. But now even it's much more popular today. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he was in the fasting camp. He said, you know, he blames the Hasidim. What happened was, you know what he says the original minhag was? On a yortzeit, you make a siyum, and then you have a meal after. They dropped the siyum and kept the kiddush. That's what he claims. But others say, you know, today we're weak and everything. You're better off eating and learning and doing other things. So whatever the reasons are, well, my mother made it easy for me. My yortzeit is Purim, but the truth is my minhag's not to fast anyway. So I keep it consistent right for my father and my mother. So you know, so either way, but the minhag to fast. So we don't, even if you do fast, you don't fast on Shabbos. So we see you don't fast on Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, you don't fast on a yortzeit. So how come a tainus chalom? What's the difference? Why is a tainus chalom different than like a yortzeit or a Tisha B'Av? So the Chasam, again, so Rav Chaim has his own shot, but the Chasam Sofer says the following yisod, he says, because what's the time? He says, what's the rule? The rule of thumb is as follows. He says, generally speaking, you are not allowed to fast on Shabbos. And he says, and that includes if you're fasting for any tsara sha'avra, if we're talking about a past event, if you're commemorating, if you're remembering something that already happened, i.e. a yahrzeit, your parents already passed away, or Tisha B'Av, the Beis HaMikdash already was destroyed. If it's a sorrow that already happened in the past, that's not strong enough to be able to fast. And that the chiyuv of eating on Shabbos is too great. We're not going to allow you for some past event not to eat on Shabbos. However, if you're worried about a future event, you're really concerned, and perhaps it's a suffix sakana, or there's some danger you're worried about. So if you worry about a future event, so then it's okay. If you want to nullify, in other words, if you're fasting to nullify a future event that you think is going to be not good, a sad or tragic event, so then you can be docha Shabbos. So he says like this. He says, so a tainus chalom. Why am I fasting? I'm not fasting because of what happened before. I'm fasting because I'm worried about the dream I have. I'm all shooken up. Some want to say it is Onik Shabbos because you're so shooken up, your enjoyment is not eating. You don't want to eat. But some want to say you do fulfill Onik Shabbos by fasting because you don't want to eat. But the simple pshat is, we say that you're afraid about something bad's going to happen. So you're fasting in order to try to avert a future tragedy. So that, okay, that's a real danger. Well, okay, so then I will take that seriously, that if you want to fast, we'll permit you to fast to save some future event. But a yahrzeit already happened in the past. And that's what he says here by us. So what does it have to do with Asara B'Tevet? So the Chasam Sofer claims, based on Midrashim, that he says that the year that the temple was destroyed on the 9th of Av, we know both temples were destroyed on the 9th of Av. We have a tradition based on Midrashim that if they would have did tshuva, they would have been mispalel properly on the 10th of Tevis of the previous year. So right now, in other words, if the 10th of Tevis, they did a complete tshuva, they prayed properly, they could have averted the destruction of the temple. So what are we doing on Asara B'Tevis? We are praying, we are doing tshuva today, tonight, to either get the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt or to avoid it getting destroyed. So Asara B'Tevis isn't about the day itself, it's about it's either rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash or making sure if we have the temple up that it doesn't get destroyed. So that's what the Avid draws. That's why you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. If Asara B'Tevis would fall out on Shabbos, you know what? Because that's to prevent Asara Hasida. We want to prevent a future tragedy. And that's why we're fasting. And that's the pshat. That's why a tainis chalom. And that's the pshat. So now, to conclude, so we know all other fast days, they have, I wouldn't call it an original sin, but they have, if you go back, even different things we trace back, they were sad days from the beginning. In other words, so what happened on Yud Zayin Tammuz?
Oh yeah, what happened
on Yud Zayin Tammuz? Hu Yom Chet Ha'egel. That we have a tradition that the Yud Zayin Tammuz, the sin of the golden calf, happened. V'tes B'Av Hu Yom Chet HaMeraglim. And on Tisha B'Av, the sin of the Meraglim happened. So Rav Shlomo Fisher, I think he's still alive, he's a great Gaon who lives, he's not into politics, so he's not well known, but he's very well known in the Torah world. And I think he's probably I think he's still alive even, but he wants to know what happened on Asara B'Tevis. Like, what original event happened? Like, if we know on Yud Zayin Tammuz, the Chet Ha'egel, the sin of the golden calf, and on Tisha B'Av December, and that was the precursor. So what was the precursor for Asara B'Teves? So he wants to give his own suggestion. You know what he suggests? As it's not coincidental that Parshas Vayigash always happens during the week, usually always happens during the week of Asara B'Teves Vayigash. So what? So we know Vayigash is the culmination, that Vayigash Eilav, that Yehuda finally confronts Yosef. And it's the culmination of Mechiras Yosef, of what happened many portions ago, you know, when they sold Yosef, or let's say Yosef was sold. There's a debate on who actually sold him, whether it was the brothers directly sold him or they were just responsible. That's not a debate for now. They're, you know, the Rashbam, etc. You could speak to Leslie about it. So it goes on like this, that he wants to say as follows, that I don't have any proof for what I'm about to say, but I want to suggest, you know what I think happened on this day? Mechiras Yosef. Asara B'Teves is the date that Yosef was sold by his brothers. And even though I don't have a proof, he has an allusion, because he writes, the month of Teves has the mazel of Gedi, Gedi of a goat. What's the connection between Yosef and a goat? What did they do with Yosef's coat?
They put it in a goat.
Goat's blood. Yeah, so he says, he wants to say, that's what happened on Asara B'Teves. It was back to Mechiras Yosef. And it's very fitting, Vayigash is the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, that Yehuda and Yosef get back together, and they reconcile. And in fact, the question is, we know the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of the big three, idol worship, illicit relations, and the second temple was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. So let me tell you a secret. Asara B'Teves has nothing to do with the second temple. It only has to do with the first temple. So as presumably has nothing to do with Sinas Chinam, but if we take this explanation, we see it has a lot to do with Sinas Chinam, Asara B'Teves. It's the original, so to speak. It's the original sin that they sold Yosef. And in fact, this can explain why the chief rabbinate in Israel, unfortunately, you know, for all those people killed in the Holocaust, and the children had no idea when the Yortzeit should be. So the chief rabbinate picked Asara B'Teves as a Kaddish HaKholi. And the question is, why did they pick Asara? Why didn't they pick Tisha B'Av? Why didn't they pick you? So I didn't ask them and they didn't tell me, but I'm thinking perhaps according to this, you know, it fits in well. It was the day of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Yak, that the brother is getting back together, and, you know, and in terms of what happened in the Holocaust, so maybe that's why it was a day of unity. So they picked the day of Asara B'Teves. For anyone who doesn't know when everyone who does no record and they don't know, they could say Kaddish on, they could have their Yortzeit and Asara B'Teves. And this could go back, you know, to what we're saying about Mechiras Yosef. So that's the pshat. So let's summarize. We had a tremendous chiddush of the Avid drum. Of course, Henry's agitated because it's not practical, but it can't happen today. But at one point it could happen, but on our calendar it can't happen on Shabbos. But it's still a very big chiddush to say you could fast on Shabbos. So some say, no, he never said that. He just said, you can't push it off. And therefore, according to some, you wouldn't fast at all this year. Not this year, but when it happens. But we do fast on Friday, which shows that it is different. And we said, so what's the explanation? Either we have like the Or Sameach, that since Ba'etzem HaYom HaZeh only began during the day, in contrast to the other fast days, so you're allowed to fast partially, as long as you eat at night, it's not considered violating the Yom HaTainis. Or we had the Chasim Sofer, it's like a Tainis Chalom, that you're allowed to fast to prevent a future tragedy, and Asara B'Tevas were trying to prevent, either prevent the destruction of the temple, and now we're trying to have it rebuilt. So, you know, by Tisha B'Av. And then we pointed out what happened on the other days. Yud Zayin Tammuz was the Cheda Egel, and we know that the Meraglim was on the 9th of Av, and therefore he writes the what happened on Mechir, what happened on Asar B'Tevis. So he wants to suggest perhaps that was the selling of Yosef. And that's why Vayigash always falls out. And that's why that's the connection between Sinas Chinam and Asara B'Tevis, even though it had nothing to do with the Mikdash Sheni, because this is the source, you know, this is one of the sources of Sinas Chinam and the rectification. And that's why the brothers had a new Ava, as Rav Kook always said, if Sinas Chinam is the cause, Ava Chinam is the cure. And that's why perhaps the chief rabbinate picked Asara B'Tevis as the day of the Kaddish HaKloli.
Thank you.
That's very good. Sure, keep in touch.